Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Justin Lovegrove at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Justin, the market had a pause middle of the week to recognize Thanksgiving, came back for a short day yesterday. Give us the numbers. Where did we end on the short session yesterday compared to a week ago?
Yeah, it was kind of an odd week in the grain markets. When you're a trader, you get a day off in the middle and a half day Friday. It's kind of got a weird feeling to it. But we were weaker Friday. Definitely took some gains off. We closed off the lows Friday. But for the week, the weekly numbers were corn down a penny, 342, these corn. Beans were up 2 at 992 and a half. And Kansas City wheat kind of took it on the chin, down 9. Most of that was Friday at 413. So really pretty directionless week. A lot of chop in the middle. A little bit of strength early. Took it away late. This market's just stuck in the mud. It's doing nothing. Feels like soybeans are towards the high end of the range that has traded lately. If anything, corn's towards the lows and beans are sort of towards the highs.
Well, let's talk about what did take place on Friday. Even if it was a short session, you said there was a lot of work to get done. Options expired, and that can give us a little bit of a insight into what might be coming, huh?
Yeah, options come off, which there's always a lot of volume, big volume, and it's kind of a weird, probably why the market is pretty volatile Friday. A lot of traders need to position themselves around option settlements, and we never know what strike options we're going to settle at ahead of time. It'd be sure nice if somebody could tell us that 6 months out, but the market kind of chose 340 to nestle around for Dease corn, and there's a lot of history, a lot of precedent that deferred months, the March, the May, the July, a lot of precedent that it comes down and meets where that spot month came off. So if you're storing grain in the bin and you think grains, you're going to get carry because you're putting grain in the bin, there's a lot of precedent for the March to come down and touch that 340, 342 level if that's what corn's kind of worth spot, and a lot of precedent for that May to come down and reach that at some time. So that's why we're always harping on, if you're putting grain in the bin, sell forward. The futures are higher forward than they are now. I think it's definitely creating demand at these prices. We see some exports. I think anywhere below here, I think there's a lot of buy orders from end users, ethanol plants, some cattle guys, some exporters, that it's going to be pretty cheap grain down here. Not the cheapest in the world, but I think exports are probably going to start jacking up here pretty good below these levels. A big thing to remember is on any rally in the board, if this board rallies 20 cents, basis is going to tumble. There'll be a lot of motivated sellers at that point. This week, next week, there's really not a lot of motivated sellers in the country. Farmers are fertilizing. They're with their families for Thanksgiving. Basis spiked up pretty hard this last week. We're selling some really good numbers out in the country for quick ship, being 1 or 2 week ship. A, because the board's at lows. B, because of the time of year. But if you think that you can wait for a rally and sell basis like this later down the road, you're going to be wrong, because if the board rallies 20 cents, they're going to back off basis 10 or 15 of it, I would think, and you're not going to see a big net gain in the cash. But be real cognizant of being a basis trader and separating out a futures decision.
All right, very good. Now, so that's some short-term discussion about capturing the carry and discussion about basis here the rest of the year. What about longer term? We're moving into that period of doing some of our yearly averages.
Yep. So yearly averages, you know, should be selling every day, and you're looking at, it's another carry decision. It's paying a lot of money to look at the December 18 board on corn. You know, it closed at 387 or so Friday. I would argue that 387 to $4 corn still looks like a sort of profitable, or hopefully worst case scenario level to protect if you're planning on planting a corn crop next year. You got November beans trading at, they closed at 1004 or so, 1005 Friday. I still think that that's probably a decent level to put stuff on. You can buy upside really cheaply with volatility being so cheap in these options. If you make a sale, you can protect it really reasonably to see if something happens next year. But yearly average time, you know, we start hitting futures a lot harder February through June, kind of a seasonal average time, which historically it's kind of a little better sales time than harvest. If you're a forced seller right now and you didn't have a plan all year, you know, you're 50 cents below a seasonal average right now, and it takes a lot of risk and a lot of heartache off the table if you have a plan throughout the year executed earlier, so you don't have to worry about day-to-day headlines of what's going to happen today, what's going to happen over the weekend. We're at contract lows, you know, does it really matter? We like making decisions when there's a lot of unknown in the market, which would be next Dease. We have no idea what that crop's going to look like, but we know we can sell it for 390 today, and we can roll out carry, and we can make, you know, plus $4 corn next winter. And if you have any plans on how to execute that, if your banker wants you to look at, you know, how can we squeeze some more pennies out of this farm, give us a ring, because there's a lot of options out there. You just have to have a plan and execute it and have somebody on your side to help you with it.
Very well said. Thanks for the information. Have a good rest of the weekend, okay, Justin?
All right. Thanks, Chad.
All right. We've been visiting with Justin Lovegrove at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, call him toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a market recap. Chad Moyer reporting.